Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Thank you for downloading Beer Nuts for free on iTunes or from ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate Beer Nuts 5 stars on iTunes and help to tell others about Beer Nuts by leaving a comment. Thank you for following Beer Nuts on Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast and on Instagram at Beer Nuts Podcast. Please like the Beer Nuts Podcast on Facebook to like and share Beer Nuts. If you'd like to donate to Beer Nuts, you can click on the PayPal button at ChristopherMedia.net. If you use Amazon.com, please click and bookmark the Amazon link at ChristopherMedia.net. It will not cost you any extra money, and you will help to support Beer Nuts. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media uses HostGator to host all of the shows produced by Christopher Media Network. When you click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net and sign up for HostGator, you're helping to support Beer Nuts. TheBroBasket.com. Guys are tired of all those boring socks and ties. BroBasket is the answer to the age-old question, what do I get a guy? We know that choosing the perfect gift for a man is a difficult task, but not anymore. TheBroBasket.com is here to help. We all know men are hard to shop for, but what do guys actually like? Their favorite alcohol, that's what. It could be craft beer, wine, whiskey, scotch, or tequila. TheBroBasket.com will put it in a gift basket full of their favorite gear and goodies. You can customize your own BroBasket or choose from a variety of different BroBaskets, like the Ultimate Import Sampler, the Jack and Coke gift set, or the Junior Executive gift basket. Boozeless but still cool BroBaskets are also available. TheBroBasket.com gives you many shipping options to choose from, including rush delivery and Saturdays. 21 and over, please. State and local laws apply. Beer, wine, and liquor are not available for shipping in all states. You can help to support Christopher Media by clicking through the BroBasket.com banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Alcohol gift baskets. What men really want. Men used to be hard to shop for. TheBroBasket.com.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. Welcome to Beer Nuts, a weekly excursion into the world of craft beer. Brought to you by MichiganBeerGuide.com. And now, here are the Beer Nuts.
Welcome back, everybody. Episode number 168. My name is Chris. With me from MichiganBeerGuide.com is JR.
Hey.
Lieutenant Dang joining us once again.
Hey, hey.
All right, so There's no other way to say it. We are smack dab in the middle of summertime. So this episode, going with more of a summertime theme. Aren't we there, JR?
Yeah, we are. We're going to do summer drinkers. But I think you misidentified the number of this episode. Is this not episode 69?
Oh, no. You're right. Let me check. It could be.
I thought you said 168 just as a joke. I missed that.
It's either 68 or 69. I'm not sure which one.
Oh, it is 68.
Okay.
Special episode 60. See, now we can plan for episode 69.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to do something good for that one.
All right, so, yeah, summer drinkers. I mean, and really, JR, we were talking before the show. It could really be anything. I mean, whatever you drink during the summertime, really. It's kind of a broad interpretation.
Yeah, you could drink spring water or Bud Light or which are one and the same. Oh, I didn't say that.
Some people
it can be anything. It's really whatever you like to drink when it's hot outside and it's a nice hot day. Most of the time, you usually don't want something super strong unless you're dug out with his double and triple IPAs.
I learned that lesson yesterday. I was at the Foaling Warehouse and they had Bell's, I believe it was Mars, on tap. Yeah. To 10.1 Imperial IPA. Woo! Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They taste good, but they hit you pretty hard. So if you're out doing outdoor activities and stuff, it's gonna knock you down pretty good in the heat.
Oh yeah, it was like 90 yesterday. I started getting lightheaded. I was like, whoa! I had to calm down to something little. I'd even it out for my second beer. Otherwise, it's gonna be a long day.
Yeah, and before we get into the beers, I did want to mention that this weekend when the episode airs is the annual Michigan Summer Brewers Guild Festival, Michigan Brewers Guild Summer Beer Festival in Ypsilanti. And there's tons of great beers out there, and this is the first year in like 4 or 5 years I'm going to miss, so I'm kind of bummed, but I'm going to be traveling to see my dad in the South in Louisiana, so I'm sure I'll be finding some breweries along my way. But One thing advised to everybody that goes to these festivals, not only to enjoy the lower alcohol beers as much as you can, but always stay hydrated. I mean, have a water bottle with you, and it makes a world of difference if between every beer you have, you rinse your glass out and drink some water with the rinse.
Yeah, it does.
Because I can tell you by experience, I've had some good festivals and some not so good festivals, and directly corresponding with the strength of the beer and the amount of water drank. So just a word of the wise for those of you out there.
Don't be afraid to use the dump bucket. The dump bucket can be your friend.
I would agree, yeah. I mean, you can just take a taste and move on to the next. You'll be able to try more beers that way as well. However, when using the dump bucket, always use it discreetly outside of the brewer's view of the beer that you decide to dump. Otherwise, it's kind of insulting. That being said, let's move on to our quote of the week.
Is it insulting to not want to throw up? I mean, honestly.
Well, you don't want to be that guy.
I like your beer so much, I don't want it to make me vomit.
You do not want to be that guy at the beer festival either.
Yes.
So everybody, wherever you are, crack open a cold one, enjoy a beer, and if you go to the a festival this weekend, have a great time, drink lots of great beers, but you know, drink responsible and manage it so you enjoy the festival, and those around you will enjoy it a lot more if you're not a stumble flunky.
Yes.
So, speaking of stumble flunkies, our quote of the week is from none other than the infamous Billy Carter of Billy Beer fame, which I guess that could be a summer beer drinker. But I'm going to, here's his quote. I'm going to move on with it. It's, beer is not a good cocktail party drink, especially in a home where you don't know where the bathroom is. Vintage Billy Carter.
Hey, nice. You know, God bless. You can always go outside, Billy.
And here's another quote that's not attributed to anybody, but it could easily be Billy Carter. Some people wanted champagne and caviar when they should have had beer and hot dogs. Actually, that's Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you, Ike. I'm a beer and hot dog guy.
Yeah, especially in summertime.
Yeah.
Dogs on the grill, it's an easy thing to throw in the grill while you're sharing beers with friends. So, I would like to introduce, we didn't really go around the horn and introduce everybody. Oh, yeah, I guess we did. So, Dan is here. Lieutenant Dang, we affectionately refer to him as Dan G. from the Midwest, from Missouri. So, we're going to allow him to start the show tonight with one of his favorite summer drinkers. So, take it away, Dan.
All right. Thank you, guys. I'm actually drinking a beer from Crane Brewing. They are out of Raytown, Missouri, which is just south of the of Kansas City. It's basically, it is a suburb. It's right there next to Kansas City. It's actually right next to, it's fairly close to the stadiums. And I'm actually going to Kauffman this Saturday. My company is going to have a couple thousand of us there for a day at the K, as it's called, referred to watch the Royals play. So I'm looking forward to that, having some warm weather beers. It'll probably be a nice balmy 95 degrees, I'm sure. But
hey, you can still watch your team that has a chance. Didn't just, you know, give up.
Yeah, hoping so. They got to put a few more runs together.
Team in Detroit here just did yesterday. It's, sorry.
They've fallen apart, huh?
They flew the white flag yesterday. They gave up their best player and got a bag of baseballs.
Oh, I didn't hear about it. Basically. Who'd they give up?
They gave up J.D. Martinez and got three prospects. Yeah, the highest is a number two. So,
well, don't they still have Miggy under contract to like when he's going to be like 45 or something? So yeah. You're good.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right.
Well, you got to remember, though, Martinez is like a 2-month rental. He was a free agent. So, yeah, you're not going to pay a lot for a guy that you're going to have for 2 months and then he's able to go wherever he wants. So, just trying to defend the Tigers, which no one around here ever does.
Yeah,
it's been a dark cloud here today in the D. So.
So Crane Brewing, they are mainly doing kettle sours. They're only been around for a year or two. I don't know exactly how long, probably 2 years. And their artwork is usually pretty cool, kind of origami looking artwork. And you can't see the label, but it's got kind of an origami flower on it. And the bottle itself says, you may be asking yourself why there is a flower on the label of an apricot beer. Well, a tree must blossom in order to fruit. Conversely, this beer blossoms once it is fruited. juicy, tangy, and oh so perfect, no matter the season. So this is their Apricot Weiss. It's a, they do always do a Berliner Weiss style beer, and they just kind of change up the fruit. This is one of my favorites, and it pours like a really nice, bright golden color. It's got a really tight head, you know, like lacing and head. It's kind of very, very champagne-like. It's you get the nice kind of juicy tartness from the apricot. I'll just take a quick taste here. Yeah, borders just like kind of a nice balance between a little sweetness, kind of the, you think of kind of the flesh of an apricot, but then it's really tart. It hits you kind of mid palate, then it kind of tingles back to the back of your tongue. Tart, nice and tart, not vinegary at all, but just a really great kind of light. It's nothing crazy. You know, if you have friends that like a sour gummy, they're going to like this beer. But if you have people that have never, ever thought about drinking or eating anything sour before, they probably wouldn't like it. I mean, it's pretty light. It's a good entry level into the sour beer world. And it's only, I'm looking for the ABV. Oh, it's only 4.5%. So it's, you know, you could drink this anytime, whether it's hot, you know, or in the cool of the evening with dinner. Pairs well with anything. I wish I should have brought some cheese, grabbed some cheese with me. This would be great with some cheese. But, and that is just to say that the flavor, not to try to like, John, JR, you like to cut and always say, you know, we're not pretentious, just crack open whatever you got. But like, you know, as you start to really try to appreciate and dig into the flavors of stuff, you find that sometimes you like it with, you know, with food or with certain things even more so. So, it's a great beer. I love it. It kind of goes well with anything. It can be dressed down or dressed up, however, whatever fits your moment you're in. So,
sounds delicious. Apricot is, you know, the stone fruit sour has really appealed to me, especially as somebody who is not like all in on the sours yet. I'm still kind of wading my way in. I'm up to my waist now, at least, but, I find that if there's a sour that's just a sour and there's no fruit associated with it, it's not as enjoyable to me. But the ones, especially stone fruits and apricot, particularly apricot or peach, those are all real appealing to me. I haven't had too many of those that I didn't thoroughly enjoy. So that sounds like one I would really love to try someday.
Yeah, they're a fun brewery. They're starting to do some barrel-aged versions and changing it up with different fruits all the time. I've got a tea version of this Weiss beer. They did a tea version. I haven't even tried that one yet, so I'm looking forward to that one sometime in the future. So they're a fun brewery. If you pass them through Missouri, look for Crane.
Well, hopefully next year. My wife has always wanted to go see St. Louis, so maybe we'll get to cross paths with you, Dan, next summer.
That would be awesome.
Alrighty then, well, I'm going to move on because I also have a Berliner Weiss, not from Missouri though, but from New Jersey, and I believe I've reviewed other beers of this brewery before, the Bolero Snort, which is a gypsy brewery who, at this time anyway, they are working on getting their own location, rumor has it, but I'm going to introduce you to Bullpop Berliner. It is a Berliner-style Weiss beer with tart cherry, lime, and raspberry. It's 4% alcohol, and it's brewed and canned at Double Nickel Brewing Company in Pennsauken, New Jersey, for Bolero Snort. So it's got a really nice colorful can. It almost looks like Red Bull colors, but it's certainly not an energy drink. It's got little fruit icons on the can. So I'm going to pour this. It's a nice pink. Nice, pleasant pinkish red color. Looks just like it sounds, raspberry, lime, and tart cherry. No real head on this. There's carbonation and bubbles, but not really a white head. It's just kind of looks almost like a glass of cherry juice. So I'm going to take a sip now. It's really tasty. It's really easy to drink. There's a little tartness to it, but it's not a sour that would scare even a novice drinker that might be intimidated. It's It would be a great like starter sour because it's very, very little. It's a slightly tart base, according to their website. I'll read the description as I always like to do. Bull Pop Bomb Pop Berliner, another summer treat in a glass. We started with a light, slightly tart base with a fluffy mouthfeel from a wheat-heavy grist. Secondary fermentation on tart cherries, lime, and raspberry gives this brew a pinkish hue with fruity aromatics and a dry finish. It sounds very similar to yours, Dan, other than, you know, you have an apricot and I have the raspberry, lime, and tart cherry combination here, but it's really super easy. It's that easy to drink. That easy to drink, you know, and there's not a lot of carbonation. There's tiny bubbles, you know, it's like the champagne tiny bubbles. So it's very good, 4%er, you know, perfect for that hot day when you're out in the sun, maybe mowing the grass, and you come in and you want a beer. And I'm really enjoying this one. Man, perfect beer for July or August.
Yeah, you make it sound delicious, and I like the name makes it sound like it's got a lot of promise. This brewery sounds, the couple beers you've had on the show from this brewery, the wife just went to Jersey to visit her family. I should have went with her and maybe grabbed some of this stuff.
Well, just look for the BS logo, Bolero Snort.
Does it make it off the East Coast, or is it just strictly East Coast right now?
No, I believe it's probably New Jersey only. Mm-hmm. I actually had a shout out to my friends Chris and Mike from Philadelphia, a city of brotherly love, my native area, who sent me these, a couple cans of this recently in a box. So without them, I wouldn't be tasting it. But when you live in Philadelphia, you're right on the Delaware River, you know, across the river from Jersey. So just like we're across the river from Windsor here in Detroit, it's not too far to go to get something from New Jersey. And it's readily available. Well, I say readily available, some of the more popular ones, I think they aren't on shelves too long, but you can go on their website and there's a finder and you can find out the stores that carry their stuff. And yeah, I have yet to have really a subpar beer from these guys, and I'm really looking forward to them one day having their own tap room, and you know, I'll be amongst the first to visit them as someone who travels back to that area several times a year. So yeah, anybody traveling through New Jersey or lives near there, I highly recommend seeking out Bolero Snort beers, especially this one. So any questions, anybody? Or if not, I think it's time for Christopher to tell us what he has.
Well, Bolero Snort, a brewery you've had on the show before. I mean, this show, or this brewery making its, I don't even know how many appearance on this. It's something that I've noticed seems to show up in my house a lot more nowadays. Oddside Ales, and I have grabbed up their Mango IPA. I've had it before. This is a favorite summertime drink around here. You know, honorable mention to Short Soft Break. That's the other one around here. But Oddside Ales, let's read the bottle here. Can you pay a rainbow to be less beautiful? I mean, that's kind of classic odd side thinking there. It's a pale ale, mangoes added, 6.5 ABV. So I don't know. We've learned on this show our definition of sessionable, and most people's definition of sessionable may vary. But 6.5, it's not too strong, but it's definitely not nothing. You pour it in the glass. You cannot see through this. I mean, it is definitely one of those, falls in the header of cloudy IPAs. Kind of like in a dark orange here. I mean, you're thinking of a mango. I mean, it's kind of along that color. You take a sniff, and it reminds you it's an IPA. I mean, because I'm picking up nothing but floral here. You know, maybe a little bit of the sweetness coming in at the end from the mango. Take a sip. It's got that lighter, crisp mouthfeel, and it's hoppy up front, mango in back. But the citrus from the hops kind of keeps the sweetness from the mango at bay. You know, I kind of go back to what Lieutenant Dang said here at the beginning. This would be something like, if you like sour stuff, this would be a good beer for you. If you don't, just walk by it. I mean, you know, get yourself something that you would like to drink, because if you're not into bitter or sour, this might not be for you. But as far as for me, I mean, for summertime, mango IPA. And two, I believe the label is a nod to the character that Chris Kattan played on Saturday Night Live. It's not so much talking. There's not a fruit on the label, let's say. You can look it up outsideales.com. But like I said, this shows up here. I mean, I had a six pack. There's already two gone. You know, buddy was recording a podcast before me. Wanted to have them before he left. You know, I like it. The wife likes it. This is, for me, this is what you think summertime drinkers. This was one of the first things that jumped to my mind. Outside Ales Mango IPA. Delicious.
Sounds good. I haven't had that one.
Oh, it's, yeah, whenever I see it, for me, though, this is one of those beers the sun has to be out to have this. It's just, I'm sure we all have a few of those beers. This is one of those. Hey, if the sun's out, I'm looking for this beer.
All right, well,
I believe
I have to grab me one of those.
Yeah, and then now I believe we're heading back to Lieutenant. Where we go, UJR or Dan?
Oh, we're going back to Missouri.
All right.
All right, here we go. Got a can I'm popping here. This is White River from Springfield, Missouri, where I live, called Gravel Bar. It lends itself well to taking a lot of pictures people posting a lot of pictures on Instagram and whatnot on local gravel bars in the rivers and lakes around here. So it's a good name for them, and the can's pretty cool. It's got a picture of the White River, which leads, I think, into Table Rock Lake, but I don't know. I'm kind of guessing there. But anyways, so this is, it used to be, White River has kind of meandered the way over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years they've been around through some just okay beers, and they've really stepped up their game lately, the last year or two. And this thing, when it first came out, was kind of a yeast bomb. And but they changed the recipe the beginning of this summer, spring, whenever it was. And it's now a hazy IPA that you can't see through, that is fruit forward. It's still bitter, but it's, you know, medium bitterness compared to a traditional IPA, if that makes sense. That's a good point of reference. And it's got a nice cloudy, kind of like you said, Chris, a dark orange color with a light, you know, white head. And it is, it's got a good mouthfeel. Let me take another sip here. I think of citrus fruits, very pineapple. But then it's got a good, it also is malty and got a good balance. It's almost kind of like they're just dipping their toe in like kind of that, the new kind of New England hazy IPA style. They're toes in, but the can here says, "We add all of our Cascade, Centennial, Mosaic, and Citra hops later in the process to achieve a highly aromatic beer with a fruity backbone that comes from our unique house yeast strain." And they load all their they used to only be out in bombers, and then they came out in a six-pack cans. But when they came out, they were $10 a six-pack. And so they changed some things up in the way they did the process, so they get their price point lower. And now all of their six-packs start at $7.99, which is a great price for this. This is a 6% IPA. And you can occasionally even catch it on sale for $6.99. So this is a real go-to, you know, all the year round. As long as this sucker is pumping out, they keep pumping it out fresh. I drink a lot of this. This is kind of my go-to now for just, I mean, 6%, like you said, Chris, your beer is 6.5%. It's not nothing, but it's kind of a sweet spot. Like you can sip and enjoy it, or, you know, you can have a couple and might be feeling just all right, you know, feeling pretty good. So it's a good spot where you're not going to be, it's not like drinking a 8 or 9% double IPA that's just going to really knock you on your butt. or like that 10% Mars beer that you had. But yeah, you know, so down here in the area, there's a lot of float trips that happen down rivers on canoes and rafts, and I can imagine there's probably a lot of this gravel bar getting drank. So I love it, and I really, 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 I hope to see better things like this from White River coming in the future. So, man, when it's fresh, it's great. This one was canned on 6/28, so just what, 3 weeks ago or so that you know we can get in our local market here. And even my guys, my friends in Joplin, just an hour away down I-44, they don't get this beer. So I try to make sure I hook them up and get them some of this, because it is a tasty. It's not like, it's not crazy. It's no M43. Don't get me wrong here, but it's a really enjoyable drink that I can drink after I get off the lawnmower or after, you know, any time of the week out in the river. It's just a great beer all around. Summer beer. It fits perfectly into what I think of wanting to drink all summer long. So,
well, hey, we always preach drink local, and it sounds like you got your local sweet spot there. Yeah, and that's always a great thing.
Speaking of kind of local, sort of local, next in 2 weeks I'm going to their beer fest they put on called Midwest Belgian Beer Fest. So keep that in mind. If I don't know when you're coming down here for the future, but that's in next year or whenever, JR, that's supposedly, I haven't been before, but the guys that have been before say it's one of the best beer fests in the world, or, you know, that they've been to around in the country. If you look it up, Midwest Belgian Beer Fest, the list of breweries that are coming, like Monkish is coming, and of course Side Project and some of the other closer guys will be there just pouring crazy, crazy beer. So that'll be in 2 weeks. And thankfully it's inside in the air conditioning. We don't have to be outside, but I'm looking forward to that one a lot.
Amen. Yeah. So many beer festivals, so little time. That is one thing about the Ypsilanti Beer Festival. There is no air conditioning. And it's been triple digits a few times. And
brutal.
Well, thanks for sharing that local beer. I've got one more of my favorite summertime beers. It's a beer that not everybody embraces the way I do, but I find it to be delicious. And it's from Shorts Brewing here in Michigan, and it's called Melt My Brain. It's a golden ale brewed with coriander, juniper berries, and lime with tonic water added. In a nutshell, it's a kind of an imitation, tastes similar to a gin and tonic to me. I love a gin and tonic. A lot of people love gin and tonics. So let me crack this baby open. I have to tell you, I love this beer, and it came out, and, you know, it always comes out in six packs every year, and it's a once-a-year thing. So I grabbed my six pack, and then the very next week, I was at a buddy's, and he had cans of this. And I was like, what do you mean? You got cans? I got bottles. He goes, oh, well, they have both. The can just came out a week later. So I was kind of pissed, so I went out and got cans, too. So now I have plenty of Melt My Brain. And I'm pouring this thing, and this thing does have a very nice, healthy one-finger head. It's pretty robust. Doesn't go away too soon. It's like a murky golden, like a pale golden color. Not orange, more yellow golden. Smell it, and I'm just smelling a little bit of tartness, like a little citrusy, like a little bit of a lime and the malt, so it's not giving itself away. A little bit like a margarita, but not as limey, so I'm going to taste it now. And you get that tonic water, which I happen to really love tonic water. I can actually just drink glasses of tonic water. I'm a fan, but you get the juniper. It doesn't taste like that, you know, it's only a 3.8%, so it's not as strong. So you're not getting that, like, booze like you would get with gin. It's more of the juniper berry, you know, like a lighter juniper berry flavor. But it's just, I mean, I could crush these things. I could come in from mowing the lawn on a hot day and sweating, and I could come in and, like, you know, cannonball two of these cans in, like, the first 5 minutes after that. It's that like, quenching. It's a thirst quencher. And, yeah, I'm just taking another sip of this. It really almost doesn't even taste like a beer to me. It looks kind of like some sours do, but it's not really very sour. There are coriander in there. So it's kind of a cross between like a gin and tonic and maybe a lighter wit beer. I don't know. It's kind of hard to describe. You just have to have one. I've had people say that I can't believe you drink that. It's disgusting. And then I've had people say, oh, yeah, I love those too. And like the guy that I saw with the cans that made me jealous and made me go buy cans. But so it's a kind of a polarizing. You either love it or you hate it. But I happen to love it. So I figured I'd mention it on here. Let me read the description from the Shorts website. Melt My Brain Seasonal Beer. Melt My Brain is an experimental golden ale brewed with coriander, juniper berries, limes, and blended with tonic water to create the tasting experience of drinking a gin and tonic cocktail. Delicate aromas of citrus and pine flow into bold, bright flavors of sweet lime with a slightly sticky bitterness. Refreshing and clean, a tasty tonic effervescence provokes the palate for more. Melt My Brain was awarded a silver medal in the experimental beer category at the 2015 Great American Beer Festival. 3.8% ABV and only 18 IBU. So there you have it. It's a thirst quencher for sure. It's a, you know, it's one of the reasons I had to include it in this episode as a summer drinker, because it really is. I don't know if I'd really enjoy this when it's 10 degrees out. I probably would, but it's really perfect for the hot weather. So, cheers to Shorts. Melt My Brain. And the label's pretty funny, too. It's got an illustration of, like, somebody with their hair all frazzled out, and they're listening to a Walkman and, like, screaming with their headphones on. So, got to see it to believe it.
I've seen this one around. So, that review, I'll be picking that one up. At least giving it a shot.
It's definitely like something you've never had. So I just wanted to bring up a few more summer drinker ideas. There's been a lot of, I guess, hype about the return of Zima. Which,
boy.
Why?
There just has. I've seen in a lot of my beer groups, people kind of parody it. You know, they're like, yeah, it's lame, but people seem to be buying it. And I actually had a bear share at my house the other day, and somebody brought one.
Was it ironically?
Yeah, I don't know if it's kind of just a spoof thing, or nostalgia, but you know, people just seem it's not really, in my opinion, a beer. I guess it is technically a malt beverage. I just wanted to throw it in there just to spice up the show a little, because a lot of people are talking about it. And some people are picking it up.
I talked to one of the local beer reps here, and he already said it's already died off. It's like all the people bought it out of nostalgia, and then it's kind of fallen on its face. So I'm interested how long it sticks around.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe it's just like a one-time, you know, it's a seasonal thing. They're not going to have it all the time.
Okay. That makes sense.
I could be wrong, but that's the rumor I've heard on it. And then the other thing I had to bring up is something I tried for the first time, and I am embarrassed to say I actually really enjoyed this. It's Not Your Father's Mountain Ale. I happen to be a Diet Mountain Dew freak when I'm not drinking beer. That's my, as they say here, pop of choice. But where I grew up in Philly, it's the soda of choice. And Not Your Father's Root Beer has now come out with, I'm sure you've all seen, the cream ale, like a cream soda with alcohol in it. And now they had the ginger ale one. Well, now they have a mountain ale. It just came out about a week ago, and I was in one of my stores. I actually had a six-pack in my hand. I'm like, no, I can't do this. What if I have one and it's terrible? I went to another store, and they actually had opened a bottle behind the counter and offered me a sample, and it didn't taste like Mountain Dew. It tasted more like Moon Man or Mellow Yellow, like a knockoff Mountain Dew, but it was close enough that I actually really liked it. So I actually went back to the store that I had the six-pack in my hand, and they said they had already sold out completely, and said the distributor had actually sold out completely. So we're waiting for more to hit the market. So it may be another, just like the root beer, everybody will be hyped and can't wait to get it, and all the stores will be like wanting it, and then they'll flood the market, and it'll sit there. So
JR, are you saying if Mellow Yellow had alcohol in it, you would like it better?
Well, it wouldn't be a beer. It would be a alco pop. So it really doesn't belong on our show. I'm just these are things people are drinking in the summertime, but they are certainly not worthy of the show. I just thought, you know, We like to talk about kind of industry trends on the show. You're right. I think Zima had hit a quick peak and is already kind of okay. Well, been there, done that, and it is what it is, and it is what it was. And you know, they buy one six pack of it, and it's fun, and then they move on to something else. But the Mountain Ale is probably the same way. You remember how big the root beer was when it came out, and you know that kind of ran its course, and now there's like 15 different brands of it.
Yeah, I got a guy I work with tells me that he says the Not Your Father's Ginger Ale is a great mixer for his whiskey and ginger ale. So
nothing like an extra boost to alcohol, I guess.
I told him, I said, that's something you definitely drink in your living room. But and you know, when you first came on the show, when we first met you, you brought those Not Your Father's root beers, and those were good. But yeah, when I went through that phase, I went through it quickly because it's too sweet, man.
Yeah, they're Alco Pops. They're Alco Pops. That's what we call them. But they are on the shelf and they are getting some attention. Certainly not worthy of inclusion on Beer Nuts, though.
No.
So, anybody else have any more like honorable mention summer beer drinkers that maybe we didn't taste on the show, but you wanted to mention? I know we tasted recently the Bell's. What was the Bell's one that we had? Pool Time, was it?
Okay, yeah, good.
Pool Time was real good.
That's a perfect summer drinker, I think. And then I just picked up the six pack that I haven't even tried yet. I think I told you guys as we were waiting to go on the air. Quinanon Falls from Bell's. It's an India Pale Lager. So I'm looking forward to trying that. That was about a 6.3, so it's a little stronger than the ones I've tasted today. But there's two from Bell's, and of course, Oarsman would be the other one, which is kind of like a Brienner. Yes. So I think we've hyped Bell's enough.
I've usually got, in your neck of the woods, I'm usually got some Founders 15 packs if it's all day, or I've got some Centennial right now in the fridge. I mean, it's hard to pass up an IPA or even just a great sessionable IPA like all day for $15, $16, $17. Basically almost a dollar, a can, which is pretty great price point for a craft beer. And then I would say for beer drinkers, a lot of times, you know, we would kind of scoff at, I mean, it's not everybody, but a lot of us would kind of scoff at or put our nose up at beer with fruit in it. But, on a nice hot summer day, you know, a good Rattler, a good Shandy, that really can be an enjoyable beer if it's done well. So, I mean, maybe not all the crazy fruited versions that people have gone nuts with, but if you can find the Stiegel, there's a grapefruit Rattler they make. That's a fantastic beer. And we used to sell it. I don't know if it's still in my market here in a 4-pack, 16-ounce cans. So that was just a nice little beer to take out on a hot day.
You know, that or the Schaffenhofer, the other German grapefruit, and that's like really low. That's like in the 2% range, but it's really delicious.
Wow. Yeah.
Many of the beers we had on the show tonight had fruit in it. So you're right.
Yeah. I was gonna say, Dan, never underestimate a good shandy when it's hot. Absolutely. And if you get into any port in a storm mode, guys, Sam Adams Porch Rocker will do in a pinch.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying, I'm talking about any port, you know, you're maybe on vacation and you got the one party store and you're in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Well, I grew up in spending my summers in Wisconsin, and Line and Kugel, the story is legit. They were a family. A brewery that was around for over 100 years or whatever it is. And they've gone nuts and they've been bought out by big money, and their flavors are off the wall with all their shandies and stuff they do now. But a good Line and Kugel summer shandy, that's a hot summer day, a 12-pack of that, you know, it keeps the wife happy. You know, you can drink on that and not just get stumbling drunk. So they do actually make – they started off as a legit, you know, small family-run business that made some craft beer. So don't overlook them either.
They had a Berry Weiss that I used to like.
Yeah. That one's been out forever. They had my mom used to own a restaurant, you know, for like 20 years ago in northern – way, way northern Wisconsin. And there was – she had a Berry Weiss that sometimes would be on, or Honey Weiss. And then they just had a traditional lager. and a red ale. You could get just a red lager, and then a creamy dark. That was really delicious. But yeah, it was 20 years ago. So now, who knows? They got all kinds of crazy flavors now.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up All Day IPA, because it really would have been a shame for us not to mention that. I know that the story behind that is that they almost didn't even put that out. A lot of people, management almost 86 the whole idea of producing All Day IPA, and now it's their largest selling price for a 15-pack, and I really like that they expanded it from 12 to 15. That's kind of a cool package. I also want to mention their PC Pils, Pilsner, which I'm usually not very excited about a Pilsner, but if you've ever had theirs, there's a lot of it's a lot more hoppy than your average Pilsner, and definitely worthy of you trying it. I was shocked how much I enjoyed it. So, Founders really hit the nail on the head with All Day IPA. And, again, I strongly recommend the PC Pils. So, two more great choices, especially when you're buying bulk for a party. You get those extra three cans in the box. Plenty for all.
Yeah, I do like how Founders does the 15 packs.
Yep.
I don't know about you guys, they're a little sweet for me, but I do actually really, I always make sure at least I pick up one or two. I know it's not everybody's favorite, but it's a raspberry ale for those who haven't had it. And especially if you have some non-beer drinkers or maybe a sweet wine drinker or something, that's a great one to give them to try.
Yeah, that's another good choice, and I really love it when I find it in a bar on Nitro. The Rubeus on Nitro is really good, you know, nice creamy mouthfeel to it. So I was recently at the coveted Oak Cafe in Wyandotte, Michigan, right near where I live. Shout out to the owner, Mike Mackiag, runs a great craft beer bar there, and he had the Nitro on tap, and it's really hard to resist. Highly recommended. So, nice. Anybody else have any anything to add before we go to Mexico City?
Enjoy it, everybody. Before long, we're gonna think about it. It's late July.
We're missing a couple of our regulars here. Dugout is traveling in Indiana and couldn't make the show, and Uncle Pete's been going back and forth to Toronto a lot, so jobs and real lives get in the way. I'm about to go on two different vacations.
Rough life.
Thanks for hanging with us this summer. We haven't been able to pump out as many shows as we would like, but pretty soon things will be somewhat back to normal, and we hope to get back onto a weekly schedule. But thanks for bearing with us through the summer.
Yeah. I would like to just chime in one thing. If you guys, for random beer pictures and maybe some food pictures and random rest of life stuff, you can follow me on any social media is Dan Geis, pretty much on everything. It's G-E-I-S-Z. Good German name there for you. But on Instagram and Facebook, Twitter, whatever makes you happy, it's all there. And Snapchat. But my Snap game is pretty weak. I don't do Snapchat a whole lot. I'm there.
Now, I've had to imagine, have you homebrewed yet? Do you have the Geis Weiss?
Yeah.
You've made that?
I've never made a Geis Weiss. That's a great idea, though. I will make that happen.
And hey, thanks to everybody, because I see the numbers, and it's crazy. Like, even there's new listeners every week. The download numbers, even when we don't put out, we kind of bookended June. We came one at the beginning, one at the end. And it was like our best month ever for downloads. And still, even so far in July, we're keeping up with all the rest of the months. So it means there's new listeners finding us, you're liking us, you're sharing us on social media. You follow us on Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast, on Instagram at Beer Nuts Podcast. You can email beernuts@christophermedia.net. I always forget if the email has the podcast on it or not. It is Beer Nuts Podcast. Yeah, everything is Beer Nuts Podcast. Oh, we're on Untappd. You can follow the show at Beer Nuts Podcast. Just thanks for everybody who's listening. I mean, you've shown us there's an audience for this. We're over.
Isn't there a Michigan Beer Guy handle somewhere?
I heard that there is. At Michigan Beer Guy on Twitter. The new label is in the works. You know, we said 4th of July. But Big Rob is working on a new Beer Nuts logo as we speak.
Glasses by Labor Day is the goal.
Yes, glasses by Labor Day. We can start giving those away again. But thanks for all the love, everybody. And JR, I believe it's time for us to go to Mexico. Everybody,
enjoy the rest of your summer. I'll be going to Louisiana shortly, and then following that up with a vacation in North Carolina. And all that means is we're going to find some, you know, out of the area beers to share with you guys on the show. Nice. So look forward to that. Yeah.
Oh, real quick before we go to Mexico City, I'd like to publicly thank Ross, who got me a box of a whole bunch of Wiccan weed and other local North Carolina treasures. And yeah, long gone. You know, I had a couple weeks off, but I want to thank him. And man, if
he's one of the people I hope to see in North Carolina. I'm hoping to hook
he's
up with him.
He's a stellar dude.
Drunken Vigils. Yep. If you've never had that beer, oh my goodness. That beer tasted like melted chocolate. It was so...
Ross has a lot of hidden gems that he has shared with us. We're very fortunate to have him in the fold. And I know he'll be joining us for future episodes.
And I know there are a couple of things that I should have stashed and let age, but it's... And it had never really been tempered in wicked weed before, so...
Just always remember, I always think every night when I go to sleep, if I get hit by a bus tomorrow, all those great beers in my cellar will be wasted.
Yeah, exactly. No, that beer would just sit in my fridge. It wouldn't get drank. So...
You got them, smoke them.
Yeah. Okay, so, that being said, let's go to Mexico City, JR.
Well, as they say in old Mexico City, AMF.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.